The Carrington shooting brought renewed attention to relations between Champaign Police and the African American community, relations that CCAP was formed to improve. Critics say it's not doing the job. At a November 3rd City Council meeting, Champaign-Urbana Citizens for Peace and Justice called on the city to disband CCAP and replace it with a Citizens Police Review Board. The group was joined by former Housing Authority Board member Terry Townsend, who said that CCAP only existed to, in his words, blunt public criticism of the police, with members serving as unconscious informants.
When the city of Champaign uses taxpayer dollars to wine and dine, do favors, and encourage community leaders to be citizen police, they encourage intra-group conflict and silence from leaders, and therefore deprive the African-American community of the synergy needed to solve our own problems.
When faced with criticism like that, Geraldo Rosales says everyone is entitled to their opinion. But the longtime CCAP member says the group is not meant as a substitute for a police review board, which he supports, and that CCAP has made a positive contribution. Rosales, a Champaign County board member and former Champaign City Councilman, says CCAP was formed in the late 1990s by African Americans in charge of various nonprofit agencies. He says they were getting complaints about Champaign police conduct from people either fearful or frustrated about submitting them to city officials.
They were submitting them to the NAACP, they were submitting them to the Urban League, they were submitting them to the African American Cultural Program. At that time, I was the director of the Latino Cultural Program, so I was also receiving complaints on immigrant profiling.
Rosales says it was efforts by African American leaders to open a dialogue with the city and police that led to the creation of CCAP under its original name, the Police and Community Relations Committee. Its African American members include officials with churches, the Champaign School District, and such groups as the NAACP and the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. Joining them are Champaign City and police officials, including Police Chief R.T. Finney, who says the group has made a difference.
When we talked about youth violence, they helped us come up with answers in terms of jobs and going out and soliciting funds for jobs. When we began to talk about police cameras in the vehicles, that was a priority from that group that we were able to take to city council and say, hey, this is a priority from the group, and we were able to get the funding for cameras.
But there are goals set during CCAP's earliest days that are still being worked on, like putting more African Americans on the police force and creating a Citizens Police Review Board. CCAP member Patricia Avery of the Champaign-Urbana Area Project says the police department has made a sincere effort to recruit minorities, but it will take a decision at the city council level to get a police review board in Champaign, and several members, including Mayor and retired police officer Jerry Schweihart, oppose the idea. Avery says that's just a fact of life with CCAP, working through differences of opinion between the African American community and the city and its police department.
We're on opposite sides of the fence, but we're going to have to coexist. So how do we find that common ground so that we can move forward in making these relationships where sometimes when we disagree, it's not irreparable damage, that we can find some ways to move forward?
CCAP is not an official city commission. City manager and CCAP member Steve Carter coordinates the meetings, but he says the group and its influence are informal and its meetings are not subject to the Illinois Open Meetings Act, a sore point with critics who complain about problems in attending or speaking at those meetings. Assistant to the city manager Joan Walls, another CCAP member, says the public can attend their meetings and speak during the public comment portion. However, since it's not an official city commission, CCAP meetings are not announced in advance by the city. To find out when CCAP meets, you have to ask a CCAP member or be one. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.